Before we get into the bones of the game, I think we're looking for a reaction after last Saturday. There's no doubt about it, there was certainly one today.
No, can't fault the players at all. Thought they were absolutely immense from first minute to last. And we've come away with a 2-0 defeat, the referee only know. Like I said, just cannot fault them. Not just a reaction, I thought, against the full-time side, conference side. I thought we shaded it, to be honest.
No, definitely.
On a football in front, but sometimes decisions change games, and that's been the case today.
We'll take them one by one. The penalty, it's soft at best, let's be honest.
Well, they've not even appealed for it. What's he saying? You know, it's like kids spun into the box, run into Dave Birch. He can't do anything about it, and he gives a penalty. At first, I thought it was for some kind of handball on the block.
That's what they appealed for.
But it wasn't. I mean, if they're appealing for the handball on the block, whoever it was had turned his back and was, I think it hit him, might have hit his arm, but he's totally turned his back. He's not raised his arm or anything. And then they're sending off.
It's in front of me, and I still don't know. It's right in front of me. I don't know.
The ball's dropping over Jerome's head, and he's trying to shoot. He's trying to hit a volley.
Yeah.
And the kid's got there before him. Inadvertently, he's kicked the lad. It happens 100 times in a game, and
exactly.
It's not even a yellow card.
Mm.
So what he's seen, it beggars belief.
And it must, something I said, it must rankle that every time Norton gets the ball, he's on the deck. They've clearly marked him out as the danger. I mean, 30 seconds and it's a yellow card.
You know, anything that was half, everything, I mean, it was summed up there in the final minute. The amount of times where we've just got in a little bit of contact, where you would do, you know, in football, you get touch tight, there, like goes on the floor, he's giving free kicks. There's one in the late on, and I think it was Dean Stott's got his body, and the lads absolutely cleaned him out, and it took the linesman to give it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it's. I'm just proud of my players, proud of all the lads there. You know, they've put a right shift in. The crowd are absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel for them. I know they'll be proud of lads as well. You know, and that's something to take from it. But it's a sickening blow. But you know, we've got to move on. There's nothing we can do about it now. Officials are part of the game, and you get some guns, get some bad ones. And today we've had the rough end of the stick.
And I suppose now, looking forward to Tuesday, it'd be good to get back to league action, because we can't afford to get too far. I know the game's in hand, but it's points on the board, really.
We need to get our minds back focused on the job in hand, and that's, you know, we were never going to win the FA Cup.
<You're right.
laughs> So you know, we're still a good side, and we've got to put what happened at Fylde in the league firmly behind us. Hopefully we've done that today, but we can't rest on that. We've got to improve on what we've done today.
Exactly.
You know, the tempo was right, the football was good, until we had to start forcing it because of circumstances. But other than that, we've got a long season ahead of us now, and we've got to really knuckle down and make sure that we give our fans something to cheer about.
I'll see you Tuesday.